This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Bush administration has asked the Supreme Court to strike down Oregon's Death with Dignity Act. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft wants the justices to decide whether the Justice Department has the authority to prevent doctors in Oregon from helping terminally ill patients die. Oregon is the only state to allow terminally ill, mentally competent adults to end their lives with a doctor's prescription. Colin Fogarty reports from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
For Portland attorney Eli Stutzman, the battle over physician-assisted suicide goes back more than 10 years. Ashcroft's appeal is just the latest skirmish since Oregon voters first approved a law he helped write in 1994.
The way I make sense out of it is simply acknowledging it's a political fight. If it were a legal fight, it would have been resolved long ago and we'd be done. But because it's a political fight, it just keeps reemerging.
The Oregon Death with Dignity Act allows patients diagnosed with fewer than 6 months to live to ask a doctor for help in dying. In the 6 years since the law took effect, at least 171 patients have taken an overdose of powerful barbiturates prescribed by a physician. But 3 years ago, Attorney General Ashcroft issued a policy directive saying those federally regulated drugs can only be used for a legitimate medical purpose. Dr. Greg Hamilton with the anti-assisted suicide group Physicians for Compassionate Care says helping a patient die is still not an accepted part of medicine.
In fact, it is antithetical to the practice of medicine and the doctor-patient relationship, and it's dangerous. We're confident that the Supreme Court will uphold in this case that no state can unilaterally exempt itself from federal law.
But Kevin Neely, a spokesman for the Oregon Department of Justice, counters that states regulate medical practices.
Medical practice has never been set in Washington, D.C. Why should it be set now? Simply because they don't like the policy that Oregon voters have chosen to adopt. We believe that that's an inappropriate use of the federal government's powers.
Oregon has sued the Justice Department and won in two lower courts. In 2002, a federal judge in Portland ruled that Ashcroft overstepped his authority. In May, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a strongly worded opinion saying federal law simply doesn't give the Attorney General the power to go after Oregon doctors. Seattle attorney Catherine Tucker, with the Right to Die group Compassion and Dying, sees no reason for the issue to be reviewed by the highest court in the land.
The lower court interpreted a federal statute and did it in a way that was very straightforward and well-grounded, that doesn't venture into constitutional issues. And for all of those reasons, it's a case not likely to capture the interest of the United States Supreme Court.
If the court declines to hear the case, the issue will likely come back to Congress. 6 years ago, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden led a fight to defeat an effort to block the Oregon law. Now, Wyden says the issue comes up as Republicans have increased their power with a new 55-45 majority in the Senate.
My sense is that the Oregon position has lost a few votes, but people said it was impossible to preserve the law the last time, and I intend to fight with all my strength and do my best to make sure that when the people of Oregon cast a ballot, they know it will count.
So far, opponents of physician-assisted suicide have contained the policy to Oregon. Voters in several states, including Michigan and Maine, have rejected similar laws. Assisted suicide opponent Greg Hamilton is confident that track record will continue.
In 1994, when this law was passed, the proponents of assisted suicide were saying that it was going to sweep the country, and it's been rejected in the entire country. We've opposed this in all of the states, all of the legislatures, and all of the courts, and we will continue to do that.
Hamilton's next fight may be in California, where state lawmakers are gearing up to consider a bill similar to Oregon's law next year. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.